Always nice to have your company on The Breakfast Club. Not too far, we'll hand over to Mickey Blue Eyes. But before we get to that, we've got some other business we need to get to, and that's to discuss the weekend's action with Robbie Gray, the champ from Port Adelaide. Another showdown medal in his pocket after the weekend, and he's been good enough to join us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Robbie.
Good morning, boys.
Have you got over it yet?
Got over it? It's a tough one. They're always tough ones, the showdowns, but yeah, obviously, to be so close, and given how big a game it was for our year, it was pretty disappointing. But yeah, we've moved on. We're now moving on to West Coast, and another big game because they're all big now in the run home.
Talking about the showdown and its impact on the city and obviously the players as well. There was some unfortunate activity in the derby on the weekend with West Coast and Freo, and it's the crosstown rivals that seems to whip the fans up into a frenzy, whip the players into a frenzy. Is it the same with the showdown, you guys? And does it affect the players? Obviously the fans get involved, but does it affect the players?
Yeah, I think so. Like, there's a massive build up over here in SA in the week leading up to it, every time we play, no matter where we are on the ladder. So, they're always big games. You sort of always have a look at the start of the year and, circle those ones because they're normally packed stadiums and they're the ones you want to win. And the Crows have had the wood over us the last few years. So, the two this year in particular have been two of the best I've played in, both decided by less than a kick, and the fans get right into it, and they're very passionate over here.
Robbie, what's the record like after a showdown? Because I imagine there will be a bit of a sort of, you come down a little bit from the emotion of the whole week and the build up. What's Port's record like after a showdown?
Oh, I couldn't tell you, to be honest. I think earlier in the year we went over to China after the showdown. So that was a little bit different. But as for the overall record, I'm not too sure, but there's no time for us to waste now. We've got three games. We play West Coast, Collingwood and Essendon, which is three challenging games on the way home, and I think we're seventh on the ladder, so we all know how close the competition is, so no time to waste, and got to move on pretty quickly and prepare and get ourselves right for this weekend.
Did you have a chat to Ollie Wines after the game about technique potentially with that shot at goal?
Not so much. I mean, we just got around him, I suppose. That's been highlighted, I suppose, because it was towards the end of the game. But Ollie was pretty flat, as you can imagine. But he's one of our leaders. He'll learn from it. Move on. But I didn't mind the actual action. It was probably just more the execution. So he'll learn from it, and I'm sure he'll nail the next one.
So how often would you practice that at training? Like, every player now in the competition does that type of kick on that type of angle. Would you be taking 20, 50, 100 of those on a training track per week?
It depends on the individual, I suppose. But we do a fair bit of goal kicking. Forwards probably do a bit more of it, obviously, because we're up that end of the ground. But, we definitely practice those sort of shots. And, like I said, it's... we probably lost the game in other areas. It wasn't just that, but that's been highlighted. We got smashed in some other areas, and we'll probably be lucky to be in it towards the end of the game there, given the inside 50 count and things like that. So, we'll take some positives out of it. The way we're able to get some scoreboard pressure on, which has, been a problem for us this year, putting a score on the board and finishing it work inside 50, but that was actually, pretty positive on the weekend.
Just one more on the tricks. I mean, you are so much fun to watch, especially this year. Some of the things you're doing on the field are awesome to watch. Is that stuff you practice, or is it more the instinctive stuff that you know you can do it and it just sort of comes out, and that there are times we go, gee, I can't believe I actually just did that in an AFL game. How does it happen for you in your mind?
It's definitely just instinct stuff, I think. You don't sort of practice it. The game throws really random things at you, and it is such a random game. There's 44 players out there, so there's lots of different things happening. So, it's sort of just on instinct, and, some things, happen sometimes. And, but I don't sort of practice for that sort of stuff. I practice simple stuff for training and, goal kicking and things like that, but hands and all that sort of stuff. But in games, some other stuff comes out for everyone. It's just such a random game, as I said.
Without sort of, we want to move forward, but just back on winning consecutive showdown medals in the 1 year, it hasn't been done since Josh Franco about 15 years ago. Is that something that you're proud of? Is it something you do look back on at the end of the season, or is it overblown a little bit because it was a home and away game? We were having this discussion this morning.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't given it too much thought, to be honest. From the weekend, I was just absolutely shattered. As I said earlier, just that we couldn't get the results. So I haven't really, given it that much thought. And it was just such a huge game for our footy club and our season. So I'm really disappointed about that. But yeah, it might be something you look back on one day. But haven't given it a heap of thought at the moment. Just really focused on getting on with this week.
How are you tracking as a team? Because the form line is mixed. As you said, you've got three massive games coming up, and it's a huge one against the Eagles, and we all know what happened last year in the finals. How do you think the team's going?
Yeah, I think, like I said on the weekend, we did some things better than we have been. Certainly, probably haven't put the full game together yet, but we think we're playing okay footy the last few weeks. So in the GWS game, we showed some good signs again, but without getting a result, but... we think some things are coming together that we've been working on, particularly from a ball movement point of view, which we've sort of struggled with throughout the year. So, we're confident. Like I said, three tough games to go this season, but, we're right in the mix now, and we've got to be playing our best footy at this time of year, as you know.
Well, it's a big challenge, and as you said, a big couple of games coming up, but as the old adage goes, you have to take just one at a time, and this one's a massive one against West Coast. Is there an air of... tension because of what might be if it goes wrong in the next week or two?
No, not really. I haven't really thought about that. It's a really good feeling amongst the group, and we're really confident in our abilities. So we haven't really given that much thought at all, and just focusing on what we can control this week to help us get the result. Like I said, good feeling around the place, and three huge games to go. So. And hopefully some more after that. So that's all we're sort of really thinking about at the moment.
Well, you've still got it on your racket, and I suppose that's all you can ask for at this stage of the season. So good luck this week, mate. It's a big game. Cannot wait to see how it unfolds at the Adelaide Oval against the West Coast Eagles. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Good stuff.
Today's podcast was thanks to Optus. So now that it's over, is your business ready to hear more yes? It all starts with one simple shift. Switch to Optus and surround your business with yes. Search Yes for Business.